Stan, what do you see on the earthquake chart these days? Are you making any predictions?
Well, I do them every day. I publish the maps usually by about 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. What I have been seeing is a long-term buildup of pressures on the Australian Indian Plate again.
Again, same place.
Yep, but it's exactly opposite pressures to the way it was. It's warmer pressures in between Australia and New Zealand, which is tilting the plate up on that side instead of down.
Now, what does that mean?
That means it's probably going to break in a different place, probably either in the middle of Australia or up in New Guinea and west of there into the Malacca Sea.
Is it as looking as big as what you saw in December?
Almost. It's probably about 75% of that, but it's waxing and waning, like that signal we saw coming out from the west coast of the United States along the Mendocino Fault region here back in August. Right now, if you look on my map, you'll see 5 days' worth of warning circles all over New Zealand. And, of course, New Zealand's converting. They're having 4.6s and 5.2 earthquakes. They've been busy for the last 10 days. So there is stress on that point. And this is dangerous because in the North Island of New Zealand, there is a huge pressure valve called Lake Taupo, or the caldera of Taupo, and it has three volcanoes on the edge of it, and it itself is a large volcano that erupted in 85 A.D., causing 3 days of darkness in China, for crying out loud, after it ejected all the stuff in the air.
Oh,
so if that goes, the shock waves and tsunamis and stuff will hit the entire Pacific Basin, and where it's positioned is such that we could see a lot of it hit Southern California, just smack straight on.
You were telling me about the possibilities of some problems near Seattle as well. What's happening there?
Well, it's been very quiet. There's a number of us that are taking different methods scientifically to look at when the quakes are going to occur. And they've all gone quiet, is all I can say. Is right now there's this terrible pause in all of our data all along the West Coast, and it's got us all kind of scratching our head. We may be in for a relaxing time for 2 or 3 months, and then it may come back with a fury, but we know that it's due very soon from what I've seen earlier in the year and late last year. For the past month, I'd say, the Juan de Fuca plate, which ties in from Seattle down to Mendocino, it's just been very quiet. But when it does go off, when we do get the earthquake there, and this is the only part of the Great Ring of Fire around the Pacific that hasn't had a major release in 50 years, and it's the same kind of pressure, same type of fault that went off in Sumatra last year. And when it goes off, if it produces tsunamis, certainly along the Oregon coast, there's going to be virtually no warning before it hits. I mean, 30 minutes possibly at the most. And people just won't be able to get out of the way on the shore. In Seattle, it's probably going to be shielded a bit because you have to go around and turn a corner. They have done studies of that. A certain type of tsunami, maybe from Alaska, could go slipping right in there and give Tacoma and Seattle a bit of a problem. But fortunately, the governments in those areas, the state governments and city governments, have been preparing, and emergency services, since, you know, a number of these disasters have been happening over the last year. And certainly since you and I have talked on the show here,
right.
I think it's waked them. We've seen a number of newspaper articles where local governments are getting things done. And I'm so glad for that, because some of the damage, some of the death can be avoided just by some careful preparation by the government.
They're starting to take this really seriously now, where in years gone past, you know, it was hit and miss.
Yeah, yeah. I look, up in San Francisco, they've got a problem that I don't know how they're going to solve with the levees up there. I mean, they've got thousands of miles of old levees, some of them 100 years old. And in 2004, one of them just spontaneously broke. They don't even know why. And it cost $100 million to repair the damage it did.
Oh, my God.
Now, then, they say to refurbish the major portions of those levees that are out there, it will cost $4 billion to do. Now, where are they going to get the money for that?
They don't have that kind of money.